I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Counties along Georgia's coast are preparing as Hurricane Dorian moves toward the coastline as a Category 3 storm. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on the latest message from state officials.
About 400,000 Georgians who live east of Interstate 95 are under evacuation orders, and all traffic on I-16 will be directed away from the evacuation zone. After touring Savannah and Brunswick and getting multiple briefings on the storm's progress, Governor Kemp has this message.
We are asking everyone to please heed those warnings and evacuate if at all possible. Given the risk of strong winds and potential flooding in these areas.
Kemp also says that the path and strength of Dorian remains uncertain, but residents should take precautions. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
The Georgia Department of Transportation has announced that two large suspension bridges on the Georgia coast will close tonight in anticipation of Hurricane Dorian. The Sidney Lanier Bridge in Brunswick and the Talmadge Memorial Bridge in Savannah will be closed at 8 p.m. because of the impending storm. Governor Kemp has ordered mandatory evacuations in all six counties that make up Georgia's 100-mile coastline. Both bridges carry traffic from Highway 17 and are in the evacuation zone. Coastal officials are urging residents to heed those mandatory evacuation orders. Savannah Mayor Eddie Deloach says people have learned from recent storms.
If they were here with Matthew, they understand. It's a good idea to get out of town.
Today, Chatham County will start busing people from the Savannah Civic Center to shelters further inland. That process is already underway in counties farther south. Schools in Augusta-Richmond County are shut down through Thursday as many of the school buildings are being converted into shelters for those Hurricane Dorian evacuees from Chatham County. Those requiring around-the-clock medical care are being directed to area hospitals. This morning, evacuees who transported themselves were being directed to a local United Methodist church. Additional shelters at area schools will be opened as demand increases. Officials say shelters in Augusta can handle as many as 3,000 people. A list of shelter locations across the state is available at gma.ga.gov. Meanwhile, airlines are scrambling to accommodate the needs of travelers. More than 1,500 flights have been canceled at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport today. Many airlines are providing vouchers and waiving change fees. Check with your airline regarding any travel plans over the next few days. And turning our attention to sports, the Atlanta Braves defeated the Toronto Blue Jays yesterday 6-3. Atlanta now holds a 6.5-game lead over the Washington Nationals for first place in the NL Eastern Division. The Braves and the Blue Jays play again tonight at SunTrust Park. First pitch at 7:20. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.